Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time, you're more than able to do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to let you know right off the bat that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. You can also check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com as well. Alejandro Mayorkas, head of the Department of Homeland Security, found making a way for the illegals to be lured in through the federal and state governments in the act of treason, which is clearly, not only is it impeachable, friends, but these people need to be prosecuted for their high crimes. You just heard them minimize during the break the crimes of these people. If you understand that these agencies are unconstitutional, I should show you how far that they have gone in their crimes and how the American people have enabled them through their ignorance on so many different levels, Hosea 4:6. If you look up the definition, treason, folks, it means, in general, the offense of attempting to overthrow government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance or betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. Is that what's happening? That's exactly what's happening. It suggests that they're going to be able to minimize the crimes of the illegals that are being lured in. The only reason they're doing that, friends, is because they're trying to distract you from who the offenders are, which, in fact, just happens to be themselves that are bringing these individuals in. Just to add insult to injury, friends, I want to show you how far this is going. Again, because the American people are allowing their said representative government to commit the act of treason. If you go ahead and look up at the screen, and if you can't see the screen, I'll go ahead and paint the picture for you. I do want you to understand that we now have mayors in California. Mayors in California, this one in particular, Karen Bass, begs wealthy people to buy housing for the homeless, begs wealthy people to buy houses for the homeless. We've seen yesterday these illegals that have been lured into New York City alone, how they went in mob and demanded that the government give them more money to live off of, more housing, more food. This is the problem, friends, that you're going to have with this. And what also comes with it is also the crime that comes from them and their culture, because what we're finding, friends, is they're bringing their culture with them. But I do want you to understand that this is clearly treason. And how far has it gone? Well, we have mayors now asking wealthy people to buy houses for the homeless. This is stuff you just cannot make up. But when you're talking to a people in America who don't know war, they don't understand the price paid for their freedoms in many cases, this is what you're going to get. They're going to be enslaved again, so are their posterity, so are their grandkids, and then they're going to have to work to break off the chains of the tyrants that are allowed by the current generation. And Americans, again, this is on you. This isn't on them. Yes, I know that they're supposed to be doing their job, but guess what? They're not doing their job. And the fact of the matter is when they don't do their job, that's why we have provision in the U.S. Constitution to deal with them and their crimes. And the American people must set a precedent that they're not going to put up with the crimes of their Senate representatives, starting from the top to the bottom, because without setting this precedent, you're not teaching them the fear of God and departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. You're teaching them to go on with the whore's forehead, as Scripture tells us, in brazenly violating the rights that we have as a people under God. So we're either going to fight for them or we're going to relinquish them. There is no in-between. Next point, I wanted to highlight this as well. This is nothing new. You're seeing right now, LifeSite News just highlighted that Trump says he will refuse to sign federal abortion ban if elected president. Now, this is a complete reversal of what he said in 2016. As a matter of fact, what he said in 2016 is, after he became the president of the United States of America, he promised over 650,000 protesters in Washington, D.C., both him and creepy Mike Pence, that he was the most pro-life president ever in the history of America. Well, the second round, because he sees his worshipers are willing to put him right back in the people's White House in hopes of finishing the job, at least now he's telling you the truth that he's not going to put a ban on it. And furthermore, he never put a ban on it, friends. Matter of fact, if you go ahead and look at this of Washington Times, they blurted it out long ago. This was the time during the criminal presidency of Donald Trump himself. Go ahead and take a look. And if you can't see it, I'll tell you what it says. It says Planned Parenthood reports increase in government funding. This is during the tenure of Donald Trump. What is it that the American people didn't see? Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. When it comes to Donald Trump and his worshipers, what it comes down to, friends, is they see no evil and they hear no evil. They just want to find the good in him because that's what they hear from the preachers in the church. You're supposed to just find the good in people, really. No, all scriptures given by inspiration of God for what? Reproof, right? Correction, and instructions in righteousness. Speaking of the good in people, isn't it also interesting that when we look at Scripture, remember when the young rich ruler came up running to Jesus saying, "How must I be saved?" And Jesus looked at him after he called him good, and he said, "There's none good but one, and that's God. Our righteousness is but filthy rags in the sight of God." But again, we're supposed to find the good in people, really. No, we're supposed to drive people to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to provide for themselves in any other way. They're to lay the cross on themselves and denying themselves, not to find the good that they don't have, because guess what? They don't have any good within themselves. Friends, I also wanted to highlight this, and I'll highlight it right on the other side of the break. Please go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com and check out the store. Got three brand new books written.
This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
The This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was just highlighting the fact that Trump said that he will refuse to sign federal abortion ban if elected. And I just highlighted during his criminal tenure, it was reported, according to the WashingtonTimes.com, that Planned Parenthood reported increase in government funding. But again, as I said earlier, friends, his worshipers, Acts 12:22, they see no evil and they hear no evil. They go around and talk about how God has ordained him to make America great again, but he's doing the things that the Lord clearly condemns. Like, for example, 2013 of Exodus, it says, thou shalt not murder, but he murders. Proverbs 6:17 says, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, but somehow or another, Donald Trump sheds the blood of innocent babies in and out of the womb. And somehow or another, God ordained him to make America great again. He's also that of folks on so many different levels. Him and his wife, Melania, are out there promoting the sodomite agenda, and they've been doing so since the beginning of his criminal administration. And somehow or another, his supporters, his worshipers, they just believe that he does no wrong. They see no evil. They hear no evil. So God apparently now ordains men to go ahead and advocate for what he condemns, according to his worshipers. This is how absolutely embarrassing these people have become unto themselves. Also wanted to highlight this, and I want you to see this for yourself, just so you can see that Bradley Dean is not coming up with this on his own, but this is Medium right here, and this is the record funding for Planned Parenthood under Donald Trump. I want you to listen to this carefully. In the face of all of his worshipers have to say, I've given you 4 references. And scripture says out of the mouth of 2 or 3, let it be established. I'm giving you 4, okay? I want you to listen carefully. President Trump of corporate America took office in January of 2017. The fiscal year end for Planned Parenthood is June 30th. So it was not until Planned Parenthood's fiscal year ending in 2018 that those following, that we can see the impact of President Trump on the abortion providers' funding. So what do those years tell us? Listen carefully. In Planned Parenthood's fiscal year 2018, the first year that would reflect Trump's administration budget, Planned Parenthood received about $563.8 million of taxpayer money. This is the most pro-life president ever in the history of America. That level was a record for any administration in history, significantly more funding than Planned Parenthood got during any year of the Obama administration. In fact, during the last year of Obama administration, funding had actually dropped by about $10 million to the lowest level since 2014. But in 2019, the Trump administration broke its own record by a wide margin. Government reimbursement and grants to Planned Parenthood went up by more than $50 million to that of $616.8 million. The funding level represents the single largest one-year jump in funding for Planned Parenthood in history. But again, I just want you guys to go ahead and put your finger on your eyeball, put your fingers in your ear, see no evil, hear no evil when it comes to Donald Trump. I just wanted to set the record straight, friends, concerning what it is that you're dealing with. You're dealing with a dangerous, dangerous human being that is a chameleon at every given turn. He's a wicked man to the core, and people need to pay attention to the fact that he's being driven right back into the people's White House, regardless of the 1,000 other presidential candidates that we have to serve from or to choose from, okay? Again, they're driving the narrative, and as Vladimir Lenin rightly said, the best way to control the narrative is to drive it ourselves. It's exactly what they're doing. I also want you to pay attention to this, making another point. Isn't it interesting how all these governors are just working together to push the same agenda across the boards? Regardless if they're doing it blatantly or secretly, they're all pushing the same agendas forward. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Kansas governor vetoes legislation to protect minors from castration and genital mutilation surgery. I mean, we're being invaded right now. They're trying to create laws that protect illegals against the American people. They're trying to protect, they're trying to create laws, as they call them. They're not laws, they're policies. They're trying to create laws that say that you can go ahead and castrate a child, or you can go ahead and mutilate the genitalia of a child. And this is all the governors have to do with their time in your country. Friends, you're allowing these people to stack the deck. You're allowing these people to stack the deck against you. Are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. I can tell you, as a fact, prophetically, we are not there yet. We still have the freedom to do the right thing today. But we're going to have to stand up and understand that Scripture says, without faith, and works working together, you're not going to bear any fruit. James 2:14-26, no more than the body without the spirit, because it's dead. We have to get out on the field, friends, and take it to these people lawfully and let them know we're not putting up with their nonsense. Here's another something for people that they might want to understand. Isn't it interesting how this girl that wanted to be a boy that walked into a Christian school, the Christian Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee, and killed a bunch of kids in a gun-free zone, by the way, where 94% of all crimes are committed because they're looking for the gun-free zones. Politicians need to be held accountable for gun-free zones as well. But the fact of the matter is, isn't it interesting how they have to have a court date? Nashville court to hear arguments on release of Trans Covenant Shooters Manifesto. Isn't that interesting? Boy, if that would have been someone that fit their narrative, it would all have been written and released before it even happened. Just ask me, because this is what these criminals are allowed to do because the American people allow them to do it. You know, I always lay this out to your candor, friends. Who's teaching little boys and little girls they can go ahead and choose their gender? Genesis 5:2 tells us that he already made their gender. And I'm talking about my father. He made them male and he made them female. You can go ahead and call yourself whatever you want to call yourself, but the fact of the matter is you are what God created you to be, regardless if you like it or not. These people belong in some sort of mental institution, and yet somehow or another they're given all the time that they need on television and on radio to go ahead and continuously blow out there and promulgate and broadcast their mental illness because they want everybody else to succumb to it. Nope, not pretending with you in any sense of the word. Also wanted to let you know, friends, before we get to the main topic here, hopefully you've seen this. This is a guy in Chicago who's a foreigner, by the way. He is a foreigner. He is at a Chicago conference chanting death to America and death to Israel. Okay? Chanting death to America and chanting death to Israel. Isn't it interesting how all of these people, somehow or another, again, they're just given a free hand to go ahead and create as much domestic insurrection as they want to in an unlawful fashion, and they're not being censored by big tech companies. No, 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 friends. On the other hand, the cameras are there promulgating their message as they give it. But when you have a guy that holds to the Word of God and to the Constitution, therein lies the problem. Because they don't want you to have resolve concerning the issues when it comes to people like this. I'm sorry, to criminals like this. This guy right here, his name happens to be Shabir Rezibi, a member of the Anti-War Committee Chicago. He led a session where attendees were taught these chants in Farsi, the Persian language. Americans, are you paying attention to what they're breeding in your backyard? All by design. Oh, and by design of who? Not the bad guys. No, the bad guys are the bad guys. No, it's what the Lord is bringing in his judgment because of all of the good people that profess to be the good people, which, by the way, happens to be the majority of the American people that stand back and allow the little leaven to leave in the whole lump rather than to purge the lump to make it holy. The Lord is behind all of this. Again, read Amos 4 when you get a moment so that you might understand. I'm going to do my best to change things up just a little bit here today, friends. And what I'm going to be talking about is this situation, this fiasco that went on with Mark Driscoll and John Lindell. I don't know if you've seen this or not. But I'm going to get to this, and then we'll talk about what I was going to talk about today. We're going to change it up, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You are- USA News Update. Department of Education Secretary Miguel Cardona vowing to shut down Grand Canyon University, the largest Christian university in the U.S., for not disclosing the true cost of tuition, requiring students to pay for extra courses they would need to graduate. Indonesian authorities evacuating hundreds of villagers following multiple eruptions of Mount Ruang, a 2,400-foot volcano on a remote island. That volcano has erupted at least 5 times since Tuesday night, locals fearing that it could cause a tsunami, as it did in 1871. House Speaker Mike Johnson presented the foreign aid plan in separate bills that together adds up to about $95 billion in aid. The House expected to vote on those bills Saturday, although some Republicans have said they are not happy with them and don't plan to support them. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We are broadcasting from the East Coast. Hopefully, we're going to be doing a live show on Saturday from that of Philadelphia. We're going out there to meet some people. In the process, we're doing research for our up-and-coming documentary. But we wanted to let you know that we'll be back in the saddle next week full time again, but we are out and about. If you want to check the replay, go to GCN.com or GCN Live, and it will pull up right on the scroll there. We are. You cannot miss us. Also wanted to let you know if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I'm going to take my time on this one. I know this is the fastest hour in national radio, no doubt about it. But I do want to go over, first of all, let me ask you this. Can anybody show me where prophets of old or New Testament, the newest and fulfilling of the old, can anybody show me in Scripture where those prophets were telling people what it is that they wanted to hear? And again, I highlighted during the first segment, friends, that all Scripture is given by the Lord for what? Inspiration. For what? Doctrine. For what? Reproof. For correction. For instructions in righteousness. Right? Remember the Lord said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Isn't it interesting that love rejoiceth not in lawlessness? No, It rejoiceth in truth. Isn't it interesting? Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I mean, folks, what I'm going to highlight right now, jack me up. That's the youth way of saying makes me mad. I don't know if you heard of Mark Driscoll before. He's kind of new to me, but I've heard of him before. There's another guy named John Lindell. I'm going to go ahead and play this video for you, and I'm just going to go ahead and commentate at will. And because I want you to hear this, and I want you to see this, and it's important that you see it. This is Mark Driscoll getting up at a conference in Missouri, John Lindell's conference. This is how they opened up the conference. A male stripper was hired to dance on this pole in front of all those that signed up for what they call a Christian conference. Mark Driscoll, he gets on, and he starts to basically correct. He didn't say he got up there to reprove. He just wanted to get up there and correct the situation because he said he couldn't believe what just happened there. Okay, but he wanted, Mark Driscoll wanted to make sure that he wasn't reproving or correcting anybody there. I mean, this is what the professors in the church have become. They deny scripture. Well, what's interesting, when Mark Driscoll was talking about what happened here, this guy was walking on eggshells the whole time. There was no backbone. He's a jellyfish. He has no business whatsoever being up on that stage. But at least he went forward and he tried to tell everybody what just happened here was wrong. The problem is we can't have a guy come to a church conference here in Missouri with 1,000 people here and open up the proceedings with a male stripper taking his shirt off, dancing at a pole or on a pole during this Christian conference. Mark just had to make sure he wasn't rebuking anybody, friends. Listen. Scripture says in 1 Timothy 5:20, them that sin, those that violate or transgress God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, them that sin you are to rebuke before all, that others also may fear to do what? Same thing happened with John the Baptist when he was baptizing in the Jordan. Why were they confessing their sins aloud? Because they wanted others to hold them accountable. To their what? To their confession and their profession. So, in the process, Mark Driscoll, he gets kicked off the stage by this said pastor, John Lindell, who put the Christian conference on. Mark is voicing his disdain for a male stripper who performed on a pole the night before at the opening of Pastor John Lindell's Christian conference. In the process, John Lindell, from his chair while Mark is talking, yells out in front of all the people, "You're done. You're done, Mark Driscoll, for calling out the male stripper that took off his shirt and was dancing on a pole at a Christian conference." And these are supposed to be the leading men in the American church, not... Folks, I can't make this up. I need to just take this in stride, and I'm doing it so far. Did you know that after he was kicked off the stage by John Lindell for having a male stripper opening up his services at this Christian conference, did you know that as he was kicked off the stage minutes later, did you know that Driscoll then turned from his disdain according to the Word of God and obeying God, then apologizes to John Lindell for calling out the abominable actions that were taking place at his event? Are you confused yet? This isn't hard to understand. Mark got up there, started off right, calling this for what it was. It's an abomination. I'm saying this. He was using the word of God. He wasn't pointing the finger. He was given a broad overview like any other hireling, John 10:12, that means to get nobody converted, 19:7 of Psalms, Galatians 3:24. This is what the American people put up with. And when he's kicked off the stage for talking about the man, the male stripper that was hired at John Lindell's Christian conference, he turns on the Lord and then says, you know what, John, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for calling out the abominable actions that were taking place at this event. I want you to hear what he said. Driscoll appeared back on stage alongside of the guy that kicked him off stage, John Lindell, apologizing for the way he addressed his concerns. Folks, he couldn't have been more careful than the way he was doing it than the way he did it. He said, listen carefully. This is what Mark Driscoll said. He said, I should have talked to you rather than verbally processing on the stage, Driscoll said. And as the father and the head of the house, that's what he said of John Lindell, the guy that kicked him off the stage, you could have given me a thumbs up or down, and I need to honor that as a spiritual authority. Really? Wow, Mark, I'm embarrassed for your biblical illiteracies, man. I should have talked to you rather than just verbally processing on the stage and doing what the Lord was leading me to do by the Holy Ghost. Doesn't the Bible say that the Holy Ghost will give you the words in the time that you need them and that you're not to think on it before you do? And so he gets up there in obedience to the Lord, and then when he gets kicked off the stage by a man that brings and hires a male stripper to dance on a pole while he strips his clothes off for all of those congregants there in Missouri, Mark apologizes. Man, that's shameful, Mark. Absolutely, are you incorrect? You do not submit to any man's authority where it violates or undermines the Lord's authority. Doesn't Acts 5:29 tell us it's better to obey God than it is man? Yeah! Don't we have example after example after example after example throughout the Old and the New Testaments where the Lord showed us faithful services unto him? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Abraham, Moses confronting Pharaoh, the list goes on, Gideon tearing down his father's altars. Whose authority were they submitted to, folks? What about the apostles where they were thrown in jail for preaching the gospel in Acts 12, and then the Lord sends an angel to break him out of jail, speaking of Peter? The Lord's showing you whose authority we're supposed to submit to. You know, the real question should be, why did this self-proclaimed pastor, John Lindell, why did he have this man pole dancing at his church in the first place? There's something in there for that man to hire a man, a former stripper, to take the time to put up a pole and to have him dance on that pole while he takes off his clothes. There's something in John Lindell for having to hire him in the first place. Those that follow guys like John Lindell do not understand that there's more at play than what he's led on to. Also pay attention to this, because this is highly offensive. And I want you to think about this over the break. John can stop Mark for reproving, but Mark said he didn't mean it as a reproof. Yet he cannot stop the man from pole dancing with his shirt off. He stops the man of God, say they, for calling out what shouldn't have happened there in the first place. This John Lindell says, you're done in front of everybody, but he allows the man that he hired, a former stripper, to strip on stage for all of his congregants. Oh, folks, he can stop Mark, but he said nothing to the man dancing at the pole. I'm talking about John Lindell. Is there an excuse? No, I'm trying to figure out which one's worse, Mark or John. We're not done yet. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor. And I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On social media platforms right now, the male stripper taking off his clothes, dancing on a pole at John Lindell's Christian conference. Folks, pay attention to the era in which he comes out of. I'm telling you, because they're the same people in government today. They came out of this hippie movement back in the 60s where anything goes. These are the people that use the grace of God as the occasion of flesh. They call everything love, and then they wonder why a bunch of men that want to be with men call it love. They're learning all of this from the apostates in the church, the hirelings in the church. A hireling is somebody that serves for money, a mercenary, employed for money or other compensation. I know somebody was just asking the question, so I wanted to basically answer the question. That's what we do here. So in the process, we have a guy named Mark Driscoll that goes out, and he just, you know, he said he was just praying all night, and his voice is totally hoarse, and you know, he just wants to make sure that everybody understands that, you know, his father, he doesn't ascend like this male stripper does. He descends. This is as hard as it got. It was embarrassingly pathetic, to say the least. No wonder why nobody repents, because they haven't repented, people. That's the problem. I was just proposing to you towards the end of the last segment, people need to ask the question as to why John Lindell would have this former stripper come up and dance on a pole with his clothes off. And I also highlighted, friends, that this John Lindell can stop Mark Driscoll from saying the things that he was saying, but yet he said nothing to the man dancing on the pole. Do I need to kind of spell it out for you, friends? Because there's something at play here within John Lindell. I don't understand. I mean, folks, this is why the church in America is a reproach. I want to say this, too. It was also reported that this John Lindell, listen carefully, this is how backwards it has become in the American church. This is why, again, they become a laughingstock, a proverb, a byword, a reproach to the people. They despise, the people despise them. This is why. It was even reported that the James River Church pastor, John Lindell calls himself a pastor. Boy, can you imagine what he's leading his flock to? But the James River Church pastor, John Lindell, even threatened to cut ties with preacher Mark Driscoll if he wouldn't repent. No joke. This was in the paper. Let me spell it out. I'm doing this on purpose. I'm not saying this or doing this to condescend. I just want to make sure people understand. Mark comes out, says what just went on in the nicest way possible, pathetically, that what just happened with this man taking his clothes off at the pole dancing to open up the conference was not God. That's as far as he went. Just a pathetic man-pleaser. As he's doing that, John Lindell, the guy that put the conference on, that hired the pole dancer, the former stripper, to dance with his clothes off on stage on a pole, then goes to the paper and says that Mark does not repent for his actions following the Stronger Men's Conference this past weekend, then he's going to go ahead and cut ties with them. Is anybody paying attention to this? Hey, folks, these are the men, as they call themselves, who are leading the church. Matthew 15:14 tells us, Jesus saying this, if the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in a ditch. These are supposed to be the ones following the Christ and leading the way. A follower of Christ is the leader of the way, fiercely speaking incarnate. The blind leading the blind. This is what you get in America. Folks, this is a lack of Christianity on every level. What John Lindell is an abomination. He is a hypocrite. He has no business whatsoever being in the pulpit. None. Did you know that the people that went to this conference paid $160 to go to this conference? Well, that's pretty crazy, because I don't see where Jesus ever did that. Hey, before you come and see me preach, I'm going to charge you $150, $160 at the door. I can't find that. I can't find the apostles doing that. Can't find the prophets doing that. Can't find the teachers doing that. Can't see the pastors doing that or the evangelists doing that. Ephesians 4:11. But that's what they do now. And they want the Lord to bear witness to their compromises under their, as well as their unscriptural shenanigans. What a pathetic joke that anybody would give them $5 to sit in one of those chairs. The people should have stood up and walked out the door. John Lindell threatening a guy for calling out the fact that he had some abominable man taking off his clothes and dancing on a pole, demands that the guy that was reproving him, he didn't call it that, repent. John Lindell wanted him to repent for calling out his abomination. Oh, these are the same kind of people that crucified Christ. They absolutely are. I get to see them all over the country. Mark needs to ask John if he can obey the Lord in rebuking this incident. This is what he was doing. What version of the Bible are these people reading? And talking about the true gospel by preaching another gospel, which in the end brings a curse? This is why you have sodomites in the church. This is why there is no more lines with that which is holy and defiled, because of what these people are allowed to do that call themselves the leaders of the flock in the evangelical church. What a joke. Nobody can take them serious. I want to tell you why nobody can take them serious. It's because they don't take themselves serious. I want to tell you something else too, friends. They can't preach repentance, though that's the message, because these apostates haven't repented themselves. A man advocating that which God calls an abomination does something openly and blatantly, probably with a smile on his face, to the cheer of his heart. Everything's okay until someone calls it out for what it is. Then that person that calls it out for what it is supposed to repent to John Lindell for having an abomination dancing on a pole. Hey, friends, the church is called to be the salt of the earth, Matthew 5:13. And this they will become when they quit partaking with those who are sugarcoating it. Right? I want to just end the show with this because it's true. The world is tired of these seeker-friendly, self-appointed hirelings who abide in the good old boys club, which are good-for-nothing clubs. Friends, this is what I'm up against every time I preach. Almost every single time I preach, I will end up having some sort of contention with one of these that are trying to advocate the spirit of Antichrist. And it's our job to do just the exact opposite. Read Hosea 6:5. The Bible says that when the Lord sent his prophets, he sent them to slay sin, not to play with it. I want you to think about this as well. If Jesus came and preached the gospel the way that men in America today preach the gospel, it wouldn't even have come close. It wouldn't even have been cast into the minds of men to crucify him. So when it comes down to John Lindell or Mark Driscoll, I seriously, this is my brand new article. Which one's worse? They're both pathetic. If someone could take the time to send this over to John or Mark, I would greatly appreciate it. They are pathetic, and they both need to repent, period. And how the American people will put up with people like this, do you have any idea that you're bringing judgment upon yourself? This is one of the worst examples of the hypocrisy that I've seen in public when it comes to these self-proclaimed leaders of the church. They're hirelings, friends. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23 hours here. We love you by what we do. I'm going to take this article and I am going to post it. It is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, but it will be in the comments section. It is there right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.